Tish sent us a message, said, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, over the weekend, my family stayed with us, and my siblings, my fiance, and I always spent our nights around the campfire trying to come up with crazy would-you-rather questions."
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, we've done this on the show before, but it's been a while. She says, "I have a few that we got into long debates over, but this one was my favorite." Okay, you ready, Kelly?
I'm ready.
So, would you rather have nightmares every time you sleep for the rest of your life?
Oh, gosh.
Or live through a horror movie in real life one time per year, except you never know when it will happen, and you only have a 99% chance of surviving, and it could last up to a week. She says, "We had so much fun debating this one. Would love to know your thoughts, Tish."
Oh, wow. I think I have to go with the real-life horror movie, because 99% is a pretty good percentage.
That is a good percentage. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, but there's a percentage that's like, okay, you take that option, you could die, but the chances are low.
It's a 1% chance.
The chances are low. Right.
But I think that would be a better option than having nightmares every night for the rest of your life, like never getting good sleep. I need good sleep.
So, yeah, man, nightmares. I mean, because nightmares for me, they change. And so I would imagine that this would be I wonder if it's the same nightmare or just changing nightmares every time you sleep.
Didn't specify.
Right. So I'm assuming, since it says, would you rather have nightmares every time you sleep, sometimes they're changing, because sometimes my nightmares are just like, I wake up and I see that the radio station is off the air, but I have no way of actually putting it back on the air. And so I've got that sweat and whatever.
That's
so,
your definition of a nightmare? Here I'm all thinking like it's the movie Saw or something, like people are getting murdered and it's just like the worst horror movie ever playing out in your brain. Your nightmares are the radio station being off the air?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I'm like, nightmares could be different for everybody. And so
if that's your level of nightmare, I get why you're going to pick nightmares every day.
I might do the nightmares every time you sleep, but for the rest of your life is a long time.
It is a long time. And listen, I have way more severe nightmares than you do, so that's why I'm not picking that.
Okay, so you would rather live through a horror movie?
Yeah. Okay. It's a good percentage I'll survive it.
Okay.
It's just maybe up to a week that I have to deal with it.
Oh my God,
out of the entire year. It's just a week. Possibly. They said didn't guarantee it's going to be a week. They're like, could be up to a week.
I mean, here's the thing, though. You get to December, and we're considering this calendar year, right? So
right.
You get to December, and it hasn't happened yet, and you're thinking, oh gosh.
Well, then I know.
I know
to be on guard.
What's going to happen around, you know, the holidays here?
Then I know to be extra aware and careful.
That there could be maybe an evil elf that starts haunting or starts stalking you and your family.
Again, who knows? Because there are many different horror movies out there, different levels of horror movies. So, again, the possibilities are kind of endless. They could be, maybe it's like I'm living out a Chucky doll coming after me or something, like around Christmas time. Maybe it's one of those.
But again,
if it's Pet Cemetery, that's going to be hard to recover from.
Kelly,
I'll say that.
Again, this is assuming that you have the wherewithal to actually get through the real-life horror movie in real life.
This is true.
And
that I doubt,
and
just a little.
And I'm looking at you and knowing you for as long as I have. And
oh, you're doubting?
And
you're
doubting
my 99% chance of surviving
I
see doubt in your face right
I
now.
Have doubt in my face, but
yeah.
All right.
No, I'm taking that, though, because I really, again, I
all
need
right.
some good sleep, and if I'm having nightmares every night for the rest of my life, that's guaranteeing I'm never getting a full night of good sleep.
Yeah.
I can't handle that.
I mean, and so I'm taking liberties with this also, Tish, and just saying I'm having a change up of a nightmare every single time I sleep. And I'm going to assume that my sleeping is once I wake up in a jolt from that nightmare, I go back to sleep and I have a normal night's sleep for the rest of my
So maybe
my,
you could
sleep
in a little bit, make up for that
right,
lost sleep.
Right. That's what I'm taking liberties with this. Would you rather? But Tish, thank you for thinking of us when you debated this with your family. Sassy Matt texts in and says, if it's like The Conjuring, nope, I'm out.
Listen, there are lots of degrees of horror movies. I understand I'm opening myself up to some horrific possibilities.
Okay, well, good luck and Godspeed, Kelly.
Thank you.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Got a message from Kathy. A few weeks ago, my husband got one of those high-tech fitness tracker wristbands that monitor your exercise and help you lose weight.
Ah.
So now he's become obsessed with it.
Ah, yes.
Can you relate already? He's always checking the results on his phone to see how many steps he's walked, mm-hmm. how many calories he's burned.
Fitness.
He even wears this wristband to bed. This really sounds familiar. It can monitor his sleep patterns and tell him how a good night's sleep he's gotten. So,
yeah,
I think he's a prime candidate for a phone tap.
You know, I already feel like this is written about me.
It is. Like, we could literally just put you in this scenario.
All right. Well, welcome to your phone tap.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, is this Alan?
This is Alan. Who's this?
Hi, Alan. William Hassan Peppers, a courtesy call. I'm with fitness relations agent with your fitness tracker company.
Okay. How did you get my cell number?
Well, your wristband is synced with your phone, so we got all that information in our system here. In fact, I know a lot about you, Alan.
Oh, you do?
Well, I know you've been using our fitness tracker wristband unit for about 18 days. How do you like it so far?
Oh, I like it a lot. It's working well, and I'm able to track my activity and my distances.
Wonderful. And are you taking advantage of our premium features, like the dehydration warning system?
No, I wasn't aware of any of those features.
Well, let me do a little clicky click on my mouse here and take a look at your hydration readouts. Well, it looks like you can use a drink of water right now, actually.
Really? I don't feel thirsty.
Well, that's the readout I'm seeing here, though I'm not really receiving a clear signal from your wrist unit. You mind moving it around on your wrist a bit?
Okay. Is that better?
A little bit. We're still not getting as clear a readout as I'd like. Let me ask you something. Are you an especially hairy guy?
Oh, God. What?
Listen, I'm not judging. I'm hairy myself. It's just that sometimes the hair on your arms will interfere with the signals you send to your local unit and here to the home office. I have the same problem.
I don't know if I'd say I'm especially hairy. Are you saying I need to shave my wrist where the unit sits?
Well, let me tell you what I do, Alan. Next time you're shaving, shave that wrist. Just shave it. Shave it all the way up to your elbow, and that'll ensure no interference from your unit.
Listen, is this really why you called me?
Well, and to be honest, I wanted to make sure that you were happy with your unit. I also want to give you ways to more effectively use your unit so that you can better track your activity and your sleep patterns. I see, the last night, for example, you were in bed for 7.5 hours, but you really only got about 4 hours of really good, solid sleep. You got up to go to the bathroom a couple times.
Whoa. How would you know that I went to the bathroom?
Well, listen, as I said, we can track your hydration levels, so we know when liquid is entering or exiting your body. It's a very cool program.
You know, I'm not happy with this. It really sounds like you're receiving more information than I realized. You know my activity, my sleep patterns, even when I go to the bathroom. This is really intrusive. You guys are sounding more like NSA spies or something.
Well, listen, Alan, don't think of us like the NSA. Think of us more like Santa Claus.
Well, I just really thought that this thing was just for tracking my running and stuff like that.
Oh, well, it is, Alan, but I'm looking at your running history right now. A little clicky-click of the mouse here. Let me ask you, have you let anyone else use your wrist unit, like maybe your wife or another female?
No, it's always here on my wrist.
All right, well, that's odd, because I'm looking at your running patterns, you see, there's definite, well, feminine quality to your running.
All right, now you're out of line. I bought your stupid wristband to try to get in better shape. Now you're telling me that you're tracking my every move, I'm too hairy and I run like a girl. What the hell is this?
I don't know why you're offended, Alan. We're just trying to give you a wrist unit that gives you everything you need.
Well, you're giving me a lot more than what I need.
How about this? I tell you, we got a special add-on feature that'll allow you to listen to your favorite radio station right on your wrist unit.
That's nice. Why would I want that?
Well, then you can hear 99.7 DJX and the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show, especially when your wife, Kathy, nominates you for one of those phone taps in the morning.
Whoa. You guys really had me going.
You're a good man, Alan.
You can't really see when I go to the gym.
No, we can't. Sorry, Alan. So there you go.
Oh, the sweats. You could hear the sweats. Like, when the realization starts to hit him that people know when I get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom.
That's right. There you go.
Why we'll never get one of those.
Just setting the bar is a little out of this world.
Literally?
Yep. So it's always examples of what not to do and maybe who not to fall in love with. This isn't a good example of, okay?
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without falling in love with an alien, you're doing okay.
Oh, man. Yeah, that is going to be a tough long-distance relationship to navigate, isn't
it? I know.
It?
I know, long-distance relationships are hard as it is, but Abby Bella...
Did they meet on Tinder?
Abby Bella is going to experience this long-distance relationship. As she said, aliens abducted her from her bedroom a few weeks ago, and now she's in love with one of them.
Oh, my God.
This is her tale. Abby claims she heard a voice in a dream tell her to wait by her window.
Wait by your window. Really? You think that's what the voice sounded like? That's really creepy.
So she sat,
I would ignore it.
So she sat there the next night until a flying saucer swung by.
Wow.
Picked her up with its tractor beam and brought her on board. There.
Dang, did she describe what it looked like?
Well, there on the UFO were five aliens. But one of the aliens really caught her eye.
Did she describe what they looked like? Is there a celebrity they resembled? Are we talking Ryan Reynolds hot aliens?
I don't know.
Or are we talking E.T.?
Abby didn't get that detailed. She said the alien said he'd only take her home if she gave consent. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
So he was a gentleman, so that's good.
Great.
And she wasn't ready to leave Earth just yet, so they brought her home 20 minutes later. But now she regrets it. This was the one that got away.
Dang it. So wait, I missed it. Did you, was there any probing that typically goes along with these kinds of stories?
You know what? A lady never kisses and tells.
Gotcha. All right. Wow. I can only hope that maybe that alien is listening and realizes maybe he needs to swing back by.
Yeah, well, she's got an overnight bag ready and is waiting for him to come back. So,
okay.
Again,
this could be like a misconnection.
Listen.
This is like a misconnection.
You cannot control who you fall in love with.
No, you really can't.
As evidenced by our Wednesday morning bit, Missed Connections.
Yes, I am going to need, though, a little bit more of a detailed description from her about what these aliens looked like. You know, just in case we happen to encounter some, you know, in our lives.
So, again, we pass Abby's story along to you as a setting the bar in a, if you can manage to make it through the day without falling in love with an alien, you know, because distance, of course.
Yeah, I mean, she's got to decide, would she relocate?
I think she would. Yes, yes.
To pursue this relationship, yes. It sounds like she'd consider it.
Yes. That is setting the bar. You can always text this show. Kim sends in a message. I think I speak for a large portion of your all's audience when I say we come for the animal mating noises and group therapy more than arts and culture, but to each their own. Good point, Kim. To each their own.
Yep.
All right, let's get to that feel good. You do this every morning.
Oh, I'm wondering how she's going to feel about this one.
Okay.
This is going to fall in the arts and culture category. It's also feel good.
Hit me.
Thanks to Steph for sending this in. So there's an Italian artist that sold a sculpture for over $18,000.
Wow. Impressive.
Yeah, I know. That's a nice little payday.
Mm-hmm.
There is a unique quality about this particular sculpture I need to mention.
All right. What's it made out of? It's got to be something with what it's made out of. Like it's
well,
okay.
It is made out of air and spirit.
Air and spirit, like...
Uh-huh.
You mean there's nothing there?
Yep.
Stop it. People are just throwing money away then.
Yeah, so the artist's name is Salvatore Garau. He sold his piece entitled Io Sono, which means I am, also called Buddha in Contemplation, which starts to paint a picture. Now, what I think it probably looks like...
Mm-hmm.
but you can't necessarily see it because it's invisible.
Okay, so what's he selling then?
Well, he did give them a certificate of authenticity to prove that it exists. And he explains it, the vacuum is nothing more than a space full of energy. And even if we empty it and there is nothing left, according to the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, that nothing has a weight. Therefore, it has energy that is condensed and transformed into particles that is into us. So in simpler terms, he says, you don't see it, but it exists. It is made of air and spirit. So there's a video, and there is kind of like a little box marked off by like white chalk or something.
Yeah.
And that is apparently where the sculpture lives, and somebody paid $18,000 for it.
Man, how do you move it? I would imagine it's pretty fragile.
I would assume it would be fragile. You would have to be very careful as you're trying to move it to your house, I guess, if you're... And then, what a conversation piece, though, right? When
right.
you have people over, you're entertaining, you say, look at my new art that I just bought. It's bargain basement price of $18,000. It's right there.
All right, two
there
things.
There it is. Look at it.
One, the person who buys it for $18,000 obviously doesn't care that it's $18,000. It could have been $1 million, and they probably wouldn't have yep. blinked an eye. Two, I'm not even mad at the artist. I'm mad at myself for not coming up with something like this and selling it for $18,000.
Now, he is opening the door to selling invisible art.
This is true.
What a feel good.
This is true.
I mean, I think we might be tapping into a whole other avenue, a whole new world even. I feel as though I could be an amazing artist with invisible art. And I might try to make a piece today. I'm not sure.
I mean, do you have time?
If I got some time, I'm going to really try to whittle something amazing out of air and see what it comes up with.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well,
how amazing is that?
Good for him.
I'm slapping a feel good sticker on him because he just sold air for $18,000.
Like I said, I'm not even mad at him. I mean, well done. Well done.
Oh, my God. I'm going to become an invisible artist today.
There it is.
My new career.
All right.
Putting it on the resume.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection. Should I go first?
Yep.
All right. A man for woman. This is titled, You Was Da Ultrasound Tech. T-E-K.
Apparently this person doesn't have time to write out complete words. Pretty busy.
It was a Thursday night.
Uh-huh.
My girlfriend had a UTI.
Oh, gosh. Wait a second. Girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh.
And you was like Hermione from Harry Potter with that ultrasound wand and cast a spell on me.
Oh, those aren't good. No.
I was there with my girlfriend but would leave her for you.
What?
Because you know how to work it. Wow. If you want to go get McDonald's sometime, hit me up.
All right, so let's recap. He's got a girlfriend, but he'll ditch her for you and take you to McDonald's.
Yes.
Awesome. I mean...
Romance.
I would be typing up the response right now.
This is Craigslist Missed Connections.
Okay.
This one was sent to us.
Yeah, this one was sent and... Well, all right, here we go. We made out. We made out after a weird microphone moment.
All right.
Man for woman. All I remember is at one point, you took the karaoke microphone and put it down your pants, and you gave your crotch solo while you were singing Sheryl Crow's Winding Road.
Every day is a winding road.
Okay.
Okay.
The crowd was drunk. It was hilarious.
Sure.
You said your name was Shannon and that your parents own a competing bar in town, so you tear it up at this bar to get back at them for cutting you off your last semester of college.
Every day is a winding road.
I see.
Oh, right.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, so that's revenge crotch karaoke.
Yes.
Okay.
Crotch karaoke.
We briefly made out in the ladies' room and again at the parking lot before I had to go home.
Oh.
I'm hating myself for losing your number.
Oh.
Listen. I've looked for you on the Facebooks, but it's hard to search for Shannon, the karaoke girl with the butterfly tattoo on her left underboob.
Every day is a winding road.
Wow.
It is specific.
Very specific.
But I'm not sure she's going to list that in her profile. If you remember me, please write me back. I think I have your hair tie.
Okay.
Yeah, she probably wants that back.
Yeah, missing a hair tie.
She's got a little butterfly tattooed on her left underboob.
Listen, she's got talent in many areas.
Many areas. Hashtag crotch karaoke.
Kind of want to party with her.
There you
she
go.
She sounds fun. Doesn't she sound fun?
We hope these people find one another.
Okay.
It has been Craigslist Missed Connection. Setting the bar. These are stories that set the bar for your day very low. So regardless of what happens today, you can kind of look back on this moment and say, you know what? May not have been a great day, but at least I didn't do that.
Yeah, it's a small little hurdle you can jump over successfully.
All right. So this involves a couple key elements here, okay? One, a wedding. Two, a bride. Three, a cat. And a sister. Okay? So if you can manage to make it through the day without kidnapping your sister's cat after an argument over an engagement party, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. That escalated very quickly.
Yeah, a lot here. This from a Reddit thread and from a woman who posted about a story about her sister's engagement party and the fact that she, the bride-to-be, was upset over the planning of the engagement party. And
so she wanted her sister to, like, do all the planning?
Yeah, exactly. So here's the thing. How's the cat get involved? Well, is she watches her cat. She's a traveling nurse, and so she watches the cat while she's away. So
the sister's cat. Okay, the bride is keeping the cat.
The sister got engaged back in February, and the bride-to-be wanted her to plan the entire engagement party. But sis was all like, hey, can't do it myself, need a little bit of help. Bride was like, no, you need to do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so, that's a demanding sister.
And so then says, hey, guess what? Can't cat sit for you anymore. The bride tells that to the sister, and the sister's all like, she's a traveling nurse. And so then
she's like, well, I'll come get the cat.
Yeah. And so she goes, well, you're not welcome back in my place. And I'm going to let your cat out. Your cat's an indoor cat. I'm going to let your cat out.
Oh my
and
God.
So,
oh, wow.
So let's just say that this gets to the point where she contacts the police after calling her sister a bridezilla. And then the police arranged for an exchange with the groom to be and the sister and the cat. And so,
oh my gosh.
So let's
this
just say
not going to go well.
The cat is all right.
Okay. The cat's back with mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But now everybody on Reddit's like, yo, this is some warning flag. You know, like, there's a warning flag thrown up here about this relationship. And
like, how about you hand off the party planning to the other bridesmaids and you bail because
on the entire wedding? Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, do weddings just make people crazy?
I think they do.
Or
but
do
this is excessive. Like, how in the world, as the bride, are you going to sit there and dump this entire thing on your sister and say, you got to handle all this. Mm-hmm. Throw me an amazing party.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know if it's weddings make people crazy or crazy people need to find love, too.
I think it's a little bit of both.
You know? So again, setting
I think that's excessive. I mean, sister is a traveling nurse. Mm-hmm. That's probably very difficult for her to pull off, like, planning this elaborate party, because it sounds like the bride needs elaborate party.
I was going to say, has a lot of expectations to this
she
party.
She has demands.
So let's just hope everything turns out well. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without kidnapping your sister's cat after an argument over an engagement party, you're doing okay.
Yeah, let's try not to be so demanding.
Get a hold of us. Social media at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or you can always text us 502-571-9970. That's our request line and our text line as well. Got a text from a listener that says, this morning's time hop from 2012, I received a message randomly on Facebook. Reminds me of your Craigslist missed connections and perhaps a missed connection in which I never wanted to respond. So she goes on to kind of then say what the message she got years ago on her time hop said. It says, here, I should probably, hang on, give
some love music. Yeah, let's set the mood.
I mean, she does say that it is, she didn't respond, and you'll soon find out why.
Okay. So this isn't, she doesn't have like hashtag ragrets at this point?
No, not ragrets at this point, at a love that could have just passed her by.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reminder of what she missed years ago, reading, dear beautiful woman.
Ooh, that's a nice start.
You are gorgeous.
Nice.
I am awesome at playing poker and eating chocolate cake.
Already the skill level's off the chain.
we should build a house of brick and gold to live in.
Brick and gold?
Yeah. Again, this is a text from a listener from almost a Craigslist misconnection that she received years ago that she was reminded of on Time Hop. It goes on. We can adopt little people.
Little people?
Yeah, not little people children, just little people. Because they are like children that never grow up and you can legally drink with them.
Oh my God!
It goes on. If you ever wanted to go back in time and punch a young Tom Cruise, prevent JFK's assassination, or ride a dinosaur, I would gladly help you do this.
What? Wow.
Love a guy who thinks he's funny but comes off as creepy and unintelligent, evidently.
Also, yeah, no, I get it.
Also, I'm drunk, but whatevs. At least I'm not a Frenchman. Wow.
Wait a second. So they're going to build a fancy house of brick and gold.
Yeah.
They're going to go back in time and punch a young Tom Cruise. Ride some dinosaurs.
Yeah. And
what was the other thing?
Well, he's awesome at playing poker and eating chocolate cake.
Right. Great skills.
Right.
They want to adopt some little people because you can drink with them. And
right.
They're never going to grow up.
Okay.
That's so... Wow.
So I'm just going to go ahead and say I think you dodged a bullet on that one.
Or...
No, not or.
Not on a real interesting life.
Not or.
Time travel, right?
It does sound magical and altogether awkward.
It's magical.
All right. By the way, if you want to text us, you can at any time. We're here.
Oh, that was great.
502-571-9970.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, sometimes you just want the opinion of maybe our listeners. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Okay, so, hey, thanks for letting us call you on this. Will you walk us through what you messaged us?
Yeah, so weird. The other day, I don't know, it's been bothering me, but so I worked the third shift, and I've been going into work during quarantine.
Okay.
And my boyfriend, he works remotely from our apartment.
Okay.
And I come home around 9 and I jump in the shower like I usually do.
Sure.
And when I get out, the mirror is all fogged up, and I notice that there is a note on it.
A note on the mirror?
Yeah. It says, thinking of you with a little winky face.
Like, what do you mean a note? Like taped to the mirror or?
No, like written with a finger. But it's like.
Oh, that you saw in the steam?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, and it said what again?
It said thinking of you and then like a little winky face.
So do you think your boyfriend wrote that for you?
No, definitely not. I asked him. I mean, it looked like a woman's handwriting. It was not his.
Oh.
And so I asked him about it, though, and he was really confused, and he thinks that it's a ghost. And, I mean, our place has, like, it's kind of haunted. Like, there have been a lot of spooky occurrences. So I'm thinking maybe it is a ghost.
Okay, so you think...
So we got one of two options here. So we've got either he's got a lady friend that visits when you're at work, or there's a ghost who might have the hots for your boyfriend.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it could be either of us.
Well, I was going to say, thinking of you, right? that's a weird...
It's spooky, right? That's a spooky message.
It is spooky.
That is spooky. I guess that could
be... A ghost would write.
That's something. Wow. Okay.
Have you checked into the history of your place?
Yeah. Only sort of. We've gotten some vague answers.
Is that the only message that's ever appeared in the mirror? Like.
Yeah. I've never gotten any other messages, but like things will disappear or like jump off of the table. With no explanation.
Wow.
Spooky things.
Why are you still living there? I would be out if I saw something jump off the table.
Ashley, okay, well, first of all, we've got a lot of people texting us right now. 502-571-9970. I think you need to have a conversation with your boyfriend.
You're not buying into the ghost story, are you?
I think that there needs to be another conversation, but we have a bunch of people texting us and they've got suggestions on how.
So interesting.
You can proceed, but that is weird though. Like when you get out of the shower and you see that a message kind of appears
in the steam.
That's weird, right?
Yeah, it's weird. That is weird.
That is weird, especially, and you're sure you didn't do it, and you're sure it's not your boyfriend.
She would know if she did it.
Okay.
Unless I was, like, sleepwalking or something.
Okay, I get it. All right. Well, Ashley, thank you again for allowing us to contact you on that.
Yeah, thank you.
And like I said, a lot of people are texting, and you know.
Gosh, I hope we get some smart people to chime in and help you out.
Me too.
By the way, Ashley sent us a text message and said, well, set up security cameras. You'll either catch Casper or Cindy. Okay, sure.
We've named her Cindy. Samantha, though, is like, girl, this isn't a ghost. You need some hidden cameras to find your man's girlfriend. Ooh. A message written in the steam will keep reappearing until the mirror is washed. Oh, wow.
Okay. 502-571-9970.
I don't know what to think. 99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis Kelly K Show. So many text messages about this group therapy that we're diving into. Ashley found this message written in steam in a female's handwriting in the mirror, and she's trying to figure it out. Morgan texts, that ain't Casper, that's a Wendy, LOL. And then we got another text message. Bethany says, my husband's listening, just shaking his head. He's like, there's no way that's a lady friend. He's also low-key like, is she stupid? LOL. Jenna says, write I'm pregnant in the mirror and see if he starts stressing. Can't get a ghost knocked up, and if she shows up again, she's going to see it. Oh, wow. That's really, really bold. And then we got a text message from Rachel. I'll write another message in the mirror. She wants to do the same thing. Find out what his reaction is. If he freaks out, then you know it's real. Put up cameras, too. But definitely seems like a cute new sneaky way to communicate. And a girl who's comfortable with a cheater would actually do that. We've got more of your reactions coming up. Group therapy, 99.7 DJX, 5 minutes.
Group therapy.
The case of the message in the mirror.
Now, she approached her boyfriend, as she should, because...
Hey, what's up? Looked like a girl's handwriting.
Right. He's like, must be a ghost. She's like, huh.
Our I don't place have a special kinda friend.
Is haunted. Maybe it is a ghost. Text from Brittany. I'm sorry. A ghost isn't putting a winky face on your mirror.
Tina says, so ghosts use emojis now? She can't actually buy that story.
Lisa texts... I just broke up with my boyfriend, so I might be a little cynical, but the guy is likely cheating. Just go into work late one morning, park somewhere you can see the house, and catch the scumbag. Ooh, problem solved.
Wow. Rachel rolls in. Third option, stalker who's broken into your home.
Oh.
Ooh, wow.
That's terrifying.
That's aggressive.
On Facebook, got a note from Kim that said, I'd write a reply. See what happens.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
LOL, if it's not either of their handwriting, then I give them a clue like that and see what happens.
Okay. And I also like the idea of setting up a camera in the bathroom.
Joyce, unless he has girly handwriting, he's cheating. And she, the side chick, wanted her to find it.
Yeah, well... That seems to be the most likely outcome.
I mean, I feel like that's only stuff that happens in movies, right? Where the side chick or the other girl kind of leaves hints and clues so that the guy does get busted.
Well, if she wants to end up with the guy, she's got to get rid of the girlfriend. That'd be one way to do it. So
Tiffany just writes, well, a ghost sure isn't going to write it. This was my point I was trying to make with Ashley. I think you need to have another conversation with your boyfriend.
Right.
I think there needs to be another conversation with the boyfriend.
But I like all the ideas with the camera and all the things and write a message back.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm thinking of you too. LOLs.
Thinking of you too.
Kissy face, maybe.
So there you go. Free therapy. If you want to continue commenting, you can.
Did we help? I don't think we helped.
I think we did in the sense that, Ashley, you need to have a conversation with your boyfriend again.
Okay, so we're on team he's cheating overall, maybe?
Are you not?
What, yeah, probably. Although I want to
believe
the ghost
thing. Are you on team ghost?
Listen, can we... We glazed over the fact that she said things are jumping off of her table by themselves.
Okay.
Can we back up to that?
Okay,
why is she still living there?
She did say... Okay, whoa. Are you not putting two and two together?
I'm just saying.
If she's saying that things are jumping off the... Couldn't it be the... Like, oh, she... Is she saying that she, like she's coming into a room and stuff that has been on the counter is now on the floor?
Well... No, maybe. She said she
watched it. Could that be the other woman, too?
No, she said she watched it.
Oh, maybe I missed that part.
You did miss that part.
Okay.
That's why I'm so dumbfounded that nobody is, like, talking about that. Here's the thing. Maybe they need to move and then see if the messages show up.
Derek rolls in. It's hard to tell what kind of handwriting is in Steam. He probably did it to prank her, making her think it was a ghost. Yeah,
okay.
Derek.
Now, again,
yeah,
another reason to have a conversation with the boyfriend.
Yeah, no. Well, why wouldn't he have said it then?
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Again, I don't know if we help. But I'm on team let's move. Because if that place is haunted, no, let's not live there. Let's not live there. I'm out. I'm not watching things like jump off the table. Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Certainly not taking a shower there again.
So that's group therapy.
All right.
On 99.7 DJX. At Ben and Kelly Show on social media, and I got to be honest with you, this next story may turn your stomach, and it actually just turned mine when I just read it, because I literally just had sushi the other night for dinner, and this story involves sushi.
People love sushi.
It's delicious.
It is delicious.
And I almost feel bad saying this story because there are some great sushi places around town.
Well, you know what? Let's preface this. This didn't happen here, right? Didn't happen here.
Tokyo?
Yeah. That's far away.
I feel like, though, Tokyo should be...
Really good at sushi.
At sushi?
What happened? What happened? Just ripped a Band-Aid off. What happened?
All right. So this woman goes into the doctor, right? She's complaining of a sore throat. She's like, you know, sore throat. Can you check me out? Doc's like, yeah, sure. Say, sticks the old looky thing down there.
A little flashlight?
Sure.
Little light thingy?
Yeah.
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 I took a half semester pre-med. I'm pretty sure that's pretty accurate.
Practically a doctor.
So the exam revealed, and this is where I'm going to caution you with what I'm about to say.
Especially if you happen to be having sushi for breakfast, put the chopsticks down.
Which, by the way, delicious. Leftover sushi.
Yummy.
Uh-huh.
Proceed with caution.
She goes in, sore throat, doctor looks, reveals a black moving worm. Left tonsil. Here's the thing. It was a type of parasitic roundworm that she had, I guess, contracted after eating some assorted sashimi 5 days prior. Listen,
I did not know that was possible.
Neither did I. Listen, they just said they removed it with the tweezers.
I told
which,
you.
So,
she's
going to be fine.
That's great news.
Yeah.
But the nightmares.
Yes!
How does she deal with the nightmares?
You don't.
Because I would never sleep again.
And again, and I think this is, she had to have, like, she had to go to a place that was maybe not necessarily the standards that most sushi places go to, you know, have. Because I feel like you have to have sushi-grade level fish to operate a sushi restaurant.
Like, maybe
you're not
this
gonna,
is like a D. Do they have grading levels?
Maybe this is one of those, like, back alley sushi places. It looks like you want some nigiri.
Okay.
Tell you what,
no.
I got a great deal on some yellowfin over here. Yeah, so...
This just gives me chills.
Yeah, so again, I don't know even why we're telling you this.
Well, it's kind of like, I didn't know it was possible kind of a thing, right?
Okay, so we're telling you this, that know that in the back of your mind it is possible, I guess, if you go to a back alley sushi dealer who's peddling sushi out of his trench coat.
Probably not the best place to buy it.
Hey, look, I got some nice
salmon here.
Real tasty.
I got some tuna.
Okay.
I tell you, it's lukewarm. It's been up against the side of my body.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
No steer, back alley sushi.
Yeah, steer clear of back alley sushi is what we're trying to say.
Okay,
all right?
That's a great public service
I'm just
going
to go ahead and say this is setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without eating from back alley sushi places from a guy in a trench coat, which we're assuming that she got this from.
Oh, wow.
Then you're doing okay.
It's just so much.
Yeah. I mean, do we dare tweet the story out?
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
We have tweeted worse things.
Have we?
There's been, I don't know, where do we put this on the scale of worst things we've talked about on the show?
It's gross.
It's going to be
on a gross factor. It's up there.
Okay.
So anyways, thank you for sticking with us this entire time to know that.
Is it up there with Todd the Eye Beetle?
Okay.
Show.com. To strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Best Connections. You want to go first?
Sure.
All right.
It's called Looking for a Deal, D-E-E-L, at the dollar store.
All right. I'm sure it's just a easy typo.
Whatever. Spelling's not important, right?
No.
Man for woman, dude voice. I went to the dollar store looking for a discount steak.
All right. Do they even have that there?
I don't know, but instead I ran into you.
All right.
Must not have been looking where I was going because I accidentally bumped into an end cap and knocked over a bunch of discount plastic cups. Whoops.
Oh, no.
You were kind. Helped me clean up my cart when we made warm eye contact.
Aw.
And that's when I realized not everything in the store is a dollar. Hey, yo!
Ah.
Winky face.
Okay, there it comes.
See what he did there?
Yeah.
I asked you if you were for sale in the store and how much would you be?
Would you be a dollar?
Okay. You looked at me with those big eyes while holding my discount toothbrush in your hand and said you were the manager. And then asked me to leave.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I was going to ask for your number. But a shoplifter distracted you from our fledgling love.
Dang shoplifters.
Duty calls, right?
I guess so.
I hope I'm allowed back in your store. I'd love to see you again.
Wow, what could have been?
What could have been?
What could have been?
If only she would have kicked him out. There wouldn't have been a shoplifter distracting her from the warm eye contact.
So much.
I need to know if he found the discounted steaks.
That's true. That's true. We don't know if he ate well that night.
And are those good?
Probably.
Okay.
It's Craigslist Missed Connections. All right. This is Woman for Man.
Oh, it kind of flip-flopped.
Sorry.
All right.
It's titled, You Put the in EMT. Wow. Okay. The other night, my much older husband hurt his leg while getting out of the shower.
Wait a second. She's married?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was thankful when two young Ryan Reynolds lookalikes showed up to help.
Oh, yeah. I'm invested.
Marie Kelly's invested, I'm sure.
Okay.
While one of you took care of my much older husband, the other took care of me.
What?
You not only helped me make a mint julep.
What?
But you also helped me locate my Valium.
What? Wait a second. Her husband's hurt, but she's mixing up drinks? All right.
I was nervous wreck.
Oh.
Eventually, your partner said my much older husband was going to need to be transported to the hospital for x-rays.
That's the third time she's mentioned he's much older.
Yep. Which meant I would have the house all to myself. So I did my best pouty lip, wanting you to stay.
Wait a second. All right. Oh, is that what it was? Oh, that's cute.
I told you I was scared to be alone in my 6,000 square foot house.
Wow, that's a pad.
She's rich.
Dang.
But you, surprisingly, said you had a job to do and declined to stay back and provide me with medical assistance.
Honey, you didn't need medical assistance.
Well, she took a Valium and had a mint julep. Reply back with what I told you needed attention on me, and hopefully I'll see you again the next time my husband has another, quote, accident.
Wait a second! Plot twist?
Okay, there's a lot happening here.
Next time? Accident in quote?
Hang on. So the Ryan Reynolds EMT not only has to have life-saving techniques, has to also be a mixologist.
Sure, why not? Make up a mean mint julep. I don't understand what's happening here. Did she
cause her
husband to have an accident?
Right!
Oh, my God.
Golly, there's a lot.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, wow.
So again,
this has some Carol Baskin quality.
It does. I'm going to go ahead and say that we don't want these people to find love, maybe.
And maybe we send another crew to that house the next time our husband has an accident.
This has been